This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Children are among the dead in Ukraine after Russia fired missiles and drones this morning. Two missiles crashing into an apartment building in the city of Uman, south of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Pope Francis arrived in Ukraine's neighboring country, Hungary, this morning, where he will meet with Ukrainian refugees. He slammed what he called the adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Francis plans to outline his vision for the future of Europe during the visit. With Russia's war in Ukraine, migration flows, and Hungary's tense relations with Brussels looming large over the pontiff's weekend journey, Hungarian officials say Francis's pilgrimage is designed primarily to let the Pope minister to the country's Catholic community.
Former President Trump says he doesn't know anything about this. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified Thursday before a federal grand jury. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
An inside source tells the Associated Press the former vice president did testify before the grand jury investigating efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Mike Pence may provide prosecutors with a first-person account about certain conversations and actions in the weeks leading up to the deadly attack on the Capitol in 2021, which included calls for hanging Pence as a traitor. Pence was supposed to testify earlier this year, but Donald Trump's lawyers had objected, citing executive privilege. But a federal appeals court ruled he could.
Their commanding general calls it an incredible loss. Three soldiers killed when two U.S. Army helicopters smashed into each other and crashed in Alaska. No word yet on why. And just into us, an inflation gauge closely tracked by the Fed shows price pressures remained high in March. This is AP News. Another goodbye on TV. James Corden on The Late Late Show.
James Corden has said farewell to The Late Late Show. Corden says he's ending his run on CBS because he wants to return to the UK to be close to his family.
Moving here to America 8 years ago, it was a huge leap for me, my family. My son was 3, our daughter was 12 weeks old, and we now have another small person, and she's American.
Corden says he started the show with Obama, then Trump, then a global pandemic. But he says all he's ever tried to do with the show is bring joy.
All we've ever wanted is just be a little bit of light and levity at the end of your day.
And he ended his last show with a song.
Thanks for watching. That's our show.
I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you so much for your time.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.